17th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN, whose headquarters are at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Subscribe to the RBN Archives for only $1.33 per month, an amazing, affordable price. You may do that by going to republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month. You may see a list of guests from last year, last week, this week, next week, together with the links to their websites. For questions or comments during the program, email Spingola1 at yahoo.com. That is the numeral 1, Spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna at Spingola.com. I have what I believe is a rather interesting lineup of guests who present a variety of thought-provoking topics. These discussions hopefully stimulate people to do further research on a particular subject if they're inclined to do so. I certainly do not expect the listeners to accept every single word that is spoken on this program. My goodness, I don't even accept everything that's spoken on this program. I am merely a facilitator attempting to bring inspiring, informative guests and their ideas to the RBN listeners. It is really up to the listener to draw his or her own conclusions and accept or reject the information which often counters long-held beliefs. Speaking of very, very interesting people, my guest today is Janice Barcello. Janice, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. It's good to be here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Am I saying your name properly?
You are. You said it perfectly.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, your website is birthofanewearth.com, and you're located in Hawaii, correct?
Actually, I'm in New York right now. I left Maui in May of last year. I was feeling extremely concerned about the radiation coming from Fukushima, and Maui's getting slammed with chemtrails. I think the whole world is, but it just felt like I needed to leave Hawaii for a time. So I'm in New York.
Okay. Gosh, now you have other issues in New York.
We've got lots of issues, it seems, across the globe right now. There's so much going on, and it's good to take a look at how we've come to this place. Why is humanity in this situation, and how have we allowed this to happen? So hopefully we'll cover that territory today.
Right. I listened to an interview that you did with, what's her name? Jenna Kirby.
Gina Kirby,
Gina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, the information in those two, I guess it was a two-part, I think I listened to two parts, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
In November of last year, I was just blown away by some of the information because it's, you know, you presented things that I had not heard before or at least gave a fresh perspective of what I had heard previously, but I hope that you will present some of that information today, and I'm sure that our listeners will find it very, very provocative and very, very interesting. I was so excited after listening. I called my friend and said, boy, you've got to listen to this. So anyway, yeah. I'm really glad to have you on the program.
It is so interesting to be receiving people's responses. I feel that when people hear the truth, even if it's so far removed from everything that they've been taught their whole life, somehow they're responding. They're resonating with the truth of what I'm going to share today. And that gives me hope for our future, that people are not closing their minds to this information. It's so important for people to understand the big picture.
We do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Janice Barcello, and childbirth should be a natural, normal procedure that occurs in a stress-free, friendly environment that is both safe for the mother and the child. But somehow that has drastically changed, correct?
Yeah, I think we're seeing on our planet right now, especially as regards childbirth, severe postpartum depression in a lot of women. Husbands, too, are experiencing postpartum depression. Parents are having post-traumatic stress symptoms after giving birth in hospitals. Babies are showing signs of extreme distress with, you know, all sorts of neurological, behavioral, digestive problems, breastfeeding problems. There's a huge issue happening on our planet today with the way we're bringing babies into the world, and I'd love to take a deep look at what that's about.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think the best place to start is to start by looking at the condition of our species overall, and I want to point out to people that human beings are the only species on the planet that is willing to destroy its host environment. No other species is a detriment to the planet, but human beings have become that. Most of us are having deep trouble accessing and creating authentic experiences of human love. And we see families breaking down. We see fathers leaving their families in droves, and family is breaking down. We see a species that is engaged in horrific violence. I mean, especially the people that are in positions of power are really bombarding our planet with terrible violence. We see humans experiencing grief and depression and on drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, to deal with their emotional problems. So I think more than 50% of the population right now is actually on antidepressants. And that's really something to look at. We also see a species that's experiencing high levels of childhood illness, and adolescents are experiencing extreme behavioral problems. They're committing suicide. They're on drugs. They're extremely promiscuous. We've got a real crisis on our hands for our whole species. We are surrounded by toxicity everywhere we go. Our government is spraying chemicals on us from the sky. There's fluoride in our drinking water. You know, we're being blasted with HARP. Our cleaning products are toxic. Our, what we put on our skin and spray on our hair and brush our teeth with, all of these things contain chemicals that can hurt people and that can hurt the environment and that actually are doing that. And we're also seeing a species that's engaged in high levels of sexual abuse and dysfunction. So overall, the picture is pretty grim in terms of what we have come to. And when we compare our species to other species and see that other species are acting healthy in their relationships, they're in a symbiotic relationship with the environment, there's something unusual about human beings that is allowing us to behave and experience this level of dysfunction. And we want to get to what is causing that. So,
And it does look very bleak. And I think, of course, it is also very deliberate. I think that there's a predatory, psychopathic personality group that is in charge of a lot of this and is just kind of waging a war against the rest of the people on the planet.
Yes, and the interesting thing is that it's been going on for quite a long time. Right now, people are sort of waking up to it because it's so blatant. I mean, when you look at the vaccines, okay, that are not only killing children but causing extreme neurological problems and other problems in children, we look at genetically modified foods, foods that are not part of the natural cycle but that are mutant foods, and you know, you take a corn seed and inject that corn seed with pesticides, and then you plant that corn seed and it grows corn, and you eat that corn, it contains pesticides. And this is what people are doing. 90% of the corn in the United States is genetically modified. If you don't buy organic corn, you are becoming a mutant species. Infant formula contains genetically modified corn and soy, and people are feeding their children these genetically modified foods. On top
right,
of that,
and,
we have...
And you have to consider... corn syrup, which is part of the corn, which is in just about everything. So it isn't just corn.
You know. If you look at the ingredients of any non-organic product, you'll usually see corn or soy or canola. Canola is another big one. And these are things that all have been genetically modified and that all are going to interfere with the proper expression of our genetic makeup. They're going to deteriorate the human species. And this is intentional. This is very purposeful. The GMO companies, Monsanto, is actually owned by Pfizer. And Pfizer is a huge maker of vaccines. So we see the interweavings of these companies. And we know that the vice president and chief spokesperson for Monsanto is also chief advisor to the Food and Drug Administration in the United States. In the government, okay, he is in control of the foods that are permitted in our country. So it's insidious how this is happening, but it's been happening. It's not something new. It's just something that people are beginning to become aware of. And on top of the vaccines and the GMOs and the infant formula, we also have to deal with the nuclear radiation, the chemtrails, the toxins in our water, the fluoride in our water, which is, you know, specifically there to make us a docile species, and now they're talking about putting lithium in our drinking water. If you could imagine, you want to talk about pharmaceutically altered human beings, we are definitely it. And then there's, again, like I said, the toxins in our cleaning products, our lawn products, our skin and hair care products, our perfumes. Everywhere we turn, there is an assault on our species and on our, you know, against all of life, it would seem. And you're right. There's a few people. They are sociopaths. They're not even psychopaths. Sociopaths are even worse because they have no conscience. They have no sense of guilt or remorse when they inflict harm on others.
And yet they have to live on a planet too. I mean, how do they avoid and escape the same kinds of things that are happening to the rest of us?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I guess my intuitive sense is that they must believe that they have an antidote for the things that they're doing. But since they are doing it to the entire planet, it seems that they really can't get away from it, and neither can their children. If you're going to destroy life on the planet, why do you want the planet then? You know, why do you want to control a planet that is in decay and dying, where all species are in trouble? I mean, the insanity is off the charts, and some people would say that these beings are not human, that they're actually from another planet, and so they don't care what happens to this planet because they'll go back to their own planet. And I don't want to comment on that because I don't know, you know, what the reality is. I mean, I'll talk about the reptilian situation, but humans would act more reptilian if they were exposed to severe trauma. And indeed, we are being exposed to severe trauma, so we're not acting fully human. So I don't know if they're reptilian energies or human beings that are acting in a more reptilian fashion because of the trauma.
Yeah, I kind of avoid those kinds of things. I know that there are people who claim that there are certain people on the earth that can change and, you know, they shapeshift, and I don't go there.
Yeah. there are people that do, and there's many, many books out right now of people that have seen people in high positions of power, like the Windsor family in England and President Bush, both son and father, and people have seen these people shapeshift into reptilians. So I'm not going to comment on that. I will say that I myself had an experience probably about 12 years ago, long before I ever knew any of this information, where a group of women that I was with, they did shapeshift into reptilians.
I think these people act very monstrous, and whether they shapeshift or not, they're still monsters.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the things they do are just egregious, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Well, we want to point out that there is a deliberate interference with the human race, and specifically they're targeting our brain potential, and our potential to experience human love. You know, it's no mystery that human beings only use a very small portion of their brain, and that a huge proportion of our DNA is dormant, and scientists have labeled that DNA junk DNA, but it's not junk. The Creator doesn't make mistakes. The DNA is dormant because there's been a genetic alteration of our species, and it is deliberate, and all the things that I just mentioned are contributing to the genetic mutation of the human race. So in addition to the GMO foods and the vaccines and the nuclear radiation and the fluoride and the, you know, all these things, we also have these beings at the high levels of power who are throwing frequency assaults at us all the time. It's like there's a constant assault on our nervous system. So if you look at the technological world, you know, I'm on Long Island right now, and there's weed whackers and lawnmowers and trains roaring by and planes flying through the air and all sorts of roar and clamor of industrial machines that are, you know, sirens, all sorts of things that are very, very disturbing to the nervous system of a human being, and that will alter the signals from the nervous system into the brain and back, and that will alter human beings' perception of reality. You know, there's the sounds, there's the cell phone radiation that's blasting at us through the cell phones, and there's also HARP, which is very, very low frequencies that are they're constantly bombarding at us that actually do keep the nervous system in a constant state of agitation.
And then you also have the introduction of smart meters, which is going on all over the country. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Janice Barcello. Her website is birthofanewearth.com. And we were talking about all of the frequency, the electrical frequency. And actually, according to some research that I've done recently, cancer became, you know, more active, or it was introduced right about the same time that electricity, you know, they were stringing the electrical wires up across the country, and there began to be more incidence of cancer.
Interesting. I've been reading articles about the polio vaccine in its early days and how it contained, I forgot the word for it, but it contains something that causes cancer. So with the introduction of vaccines and various other extremely neurotoxic chemicals that are being injected into human bodies, that are being consumed by human beings, that human beings are surrounded by, clearly cancer is going to escalate. And I don't think it's part of the divine plan for the human body to have cancer. I absolutely know that it is these dark forces. It's almost as if the evil is coming into our bodies and taking over the goodness that the original creator put there.
Janice, could you back away from your mic just a bit?
Yes, is that better now?
I think so, yes. You're talking about carcinogenics you know, in the, and I know that, I think that they did add that on purpose into the vaccines.
Yeah, I mean, vaccines right now contain aluminum, and thimerosal is the code word for aluminum. And aluminum is extremely neurotoxic. It causes the brain to swell, and they're injecting vaccines into human babies immediately after birth. You know, there. Well, we'll get to this part because hospital birth, technological birth, is a fundamental part of the manipulation of the human race. But with the vaccines, with the hepatitis B vaccine immediately given to infants at birth, do you know hepatitis B is a sexually transmitted disease? So
yes,
infants are not likely to get hepatitis B, and the fact that they're injecting that and mandating that these infants have to have that vaccine is a strong indication of the insistence on genetically altering our species, on neurologically messing with us and making us unable to fully decode reality, unable to embody the full gifts that the Creator gave us.
Right.
So
talk to us about hospital births and why people go to the hospital. I mean, it's not something that it's not an illness. Being pregnant is not a disease, and yet everybody feels they have to go to the hospital to have a child.
Yes, people are under a severe form of mind control. They may not believe that that's true, but there's no question that there is a belief in most human beings that hospitals are the safest place to give birth, when in fact they are the most violent, trauma-producing environment imaginable for a baby to be born in. Hospitals are places of death. They are places of disease and infection and fear and trauma. And that is not a gentle or appropriate environment to be giving birth to an infant. And the mind control is extensive, and I want to point out that the mind control comes through television, it comes through public education, it comes through religion and pharmaceutical drugs that are altering the way that we think, and fluoride in our drinking water, and the chemicals that are being dumped on us through chemtrails, and then the frequency control that is altering our nervous system. The mind control is extensive, that alters the way that we perceive reality. So people actually believe that if they go to a hospital, they're going to be safer than if they give birth at home. And I'm here to say we need to think about what's happening at hospital birth, during hospital birth, and take a really good look at the violence that's being inflicted on our babies and on our mothers. And fathers, of course, are also experiencing that because they're watching their partners and their infants be brutalized in hospital birth. So just briefly, I'll try to go over hospital birth from a larger picture before we get into how it's part of the larger package of altering our species. But basically what we're seeing right now in technological managed pregnancy and birth is that there's a huge number of inductions where they are forcing babies to come before the baby is ready. And I think the numbers right now are up to more than 30%. One out of three women is being induced, and the baby is forced to come. And, of course, the drugs that are introduced through induction, drugs like Cytotec and Pitocin, Cytotec is clearly labeled not to be used during pregnancy because it can cause uterine rupture. It's a drug that's supposed to be used for stomach ulcers, and they're using it to ripen the cervix. And women are not only having uterine ruptures, but they're experiencing something called amniotic fluid embolism and dying on the spot. So Cytotec is a very dangerous drug, and there's all sorts of...
Yep, we're going to a break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Welcome back. All right, Janice, you were talking about inductions and about 30% of the women are induced.
Yes, they are. And, you know, the reasons for induction are very interesting. They're being told that their babies are too large to fit through the birth canal, which I find amazing that women believe that, that actually they think that the Creator would make babies too big for them to give birth to. So the debilitating belief system just blows my mind that women say, oh, right, my baby's 10 pounds, so I probably can't give birth to it. I better go have an induction quickly. I mean, that's part of it. There's this other thing going on where the medical profession is telling women that the placenta after 40 weeks ages and is no longer taking care of the baby, and so the baby will die in utero if we don't get it out. So women that go beyond 41 weeks, if they're involved in technological pregnancy care, prenatal care, they will be convinced to go through an induction to avoid the placenta aging, so that the baby doesn't die in utero. I find this very interesting because I know a midwife who works in Bali. Her name is Robin Lim, and she just won CNN Hero of the Year. So she works with indigenous cultures, and she's seen a lot of lotus birth. Lotus birth is where they do not cut the umbilical cord. They leave the umbilical cord attached to the baby and to the placenta, and they allow the umbilical cord to fall off on its own. 3 or 4 or 5 days after the birth, it falls off. But they're seeing things in Bali where when there is a lotus birth, if the baby is breastfeeding, 5 days after the baby's born, the placenta is pulsing. It is responding to the baby and to the baby's needs 5 days after it's out of the womb. And so it's just a mystery to me that a placenta that could do that even after it's out of the womb, that people would believe that it's aging while it's still in the mother's body and would no longer serve the baby. It's just nonsense. It's totally nonsense. And if the baby is forced to come before it is ready, not only will it be underdeveloped, but it will have the victory of birth, the imprint that says, I can do this. I'm a big success. I made it through the womb. I entered into this world. I'm powerful and competent. That whole victory is going to be stolen from that baby. And that will affect that baby psychologically for the rest of its life. And of course, it's going to affect the mother as well. If she believes that her body doesn't make the baby the right size, or that her body isn't producing a placenta that's efficient to nurture and nourish her baby, she is going to have a sense of being deficient. And that will
tell her. That's interesting. I've never thought about that before.
Well, there's no question. I've been studying prenatal and birth trauma for about 8 years now, because I had severe birth trauma myself. So this is actually how I came to this work, is to heal my own birth trauma. And I went deep into the literature about how what happens to us at conception, what happens to us in the womb, and what happens to us during birth really affects us for the rest of our lives, because these are the earliest memories that we have about how the world is, about how relationships are, you know, about whether or not the world is a loving and safe place, or whether it's a terrifying and it's a place that we need to be afraid to be in. You know,
I don't think that we remember these things, but our body remembers these things. Is that correct?
There's no question about it, that the cells are remembering, and that memory happens. People think that babies don't remember when they're in the womb or at birth because their nervous system is not fully developed. But the fact is that babies have memories through sensation. All of the imprints, you know, everything the mother is experiencing emotionally is going to be fed to that baby neurochemically. It's going to be experiencing the stress of the mother, the grief of the mother. If the mother's in a painful relationship with the father, the baby's going to be getting all of this information. Even at the moment of conception, if the father, for example, doesn't love the woman, doesn't love the mother, and he's just using her to have a, you know, satisfying physical experience, that information is in the father's sperm. Everything the father thinks, everything the father feels is in that father's sperm and will be imprinted into that baby at conception. So just because our culture denies the reality of the importance of conception and gestation and birth does not mean it's not important. And I'm a walking testament to the impact it can have on the rest of a person's life. It's very, very severe and very, very deep, and we need to get hip to this.
Sure. So what happens in a hospital birth?
Well, as I said, we were talking about induction. One of the things I also want to speak to you about is the drug called Pitocin, which is given, I think, 90% of births. It's just ridiculous how much it's given. And what Pitocin is it's artificial oxytocin. It's synthetic oxytocin. And I want to remind people that oxytocin is the hormone of human love and bonding. It is the hormone that helps to generate contractions. It is the hormone that helps to generate the production of breast milk. It is the hormone that allows for the mother and the baby to bond very, very deeply. And when synthetic oxytocin is introduced into the birth process, which it almost always is, the normal production of normal oxytocin is going to be halted or severely undermined, which is going to interfere with that mother and her ability to love that baby, and vice versa. If the mother is not producing natural oxytocin because of the introduction of Pitocin, that means that her baby is also going to be deficient in its ability to produce oxytocin, because it's the mother's ability and her body's capability to release that hormone during birth that allows for the activation of that part of the baby's brain to produce its own oxytocin. So
now,
the baby's...
why do doctors do this? Is it because it speeds the process up so that they can make more money? Do they not want to spend time to wait for the natural contractions to take place? Why do they do this?
Well, that is exactly right. It's normally introduced to speed up the birth process, to make it go faster for them, because it's not going to be any better for the woman to force the birth to happen faster or for the baby. In fact, Pitocin, with the contractions that are caused by Pitocin, are so intense that it's like turning the uterus into a trash compactor instead of a birth canal. The contractions come one on top of another, on top of another, without stopping. And it overwhelms the women, and totally they're just going to be hollering for an epidural, because the ridiculous intensity of the contractions is so abnormal. So they're going to be crying for the pain relief. And this is all so that, you know, the birth can happen quickly. And you know, if the mother is having intensity through the contractions, the baby is having extreme intensity and will normally go into distress as a result of the introduction of Pitocin. And before you ask the question,
let me say this
because it's very important. There are doctors in hospitals today that are giving orders to nurses called PIT to distress. That means give too much Pitocin to purposely distress the baby so that we can move more quickly to a C-section and get the hell out of here. And I have written, you know, I have read numerous accounts from nurses of doctors giving them that order of PIT to distress.
Wow. Now, can't women also go into shock after having that drug and after they do deliver?
I haven't heard of them going into shock from Pitocin. I haven't heard of that. I have heard of them having heart attacks and things immediately after an epidural. If the epidural misses by a millimeter, you know, it can totally shut down the heart's capacity to pump. So I just read an article about that where a woman and her baby died immediately after the epidural was introduced. They were brought back to life, but these are very, very dangerous drugs that are commonplace, commonly used in hospital birth. And people need to get hip to the fact that this is influencing their family and their family's ability to love, to experience the fullness of human love. Now, it's my belief that the Creator intended for birth to be the fulfillment of human love, and to have that birth experience be filled with love and filled with joy and filled with ecstasy. I totally feel that it would not make sense for creation to make birth painful if the purpose of creation is to create life, is to bring forth life. And the Creator is definitely pro-life. I mean, no matter how much cement and pavement we lay all over the planet, still life pops up in between the little cracks. You'll see little growth come up. There's always life coming despite this assault that's trying to kill all of life. The Creator is all about life and regeneration. It would not make sense for the real Creator, not the Creator of the Bible, but the real Creator, the loving Creator, to want women to experience pain in childbirth. And we don't see any other species experiencing pain when they give birth. On the contrary, all other species do this quite naturally and effortlessly without screaming and hollering and being in intense pain. There's something peculiar to our species right now that's causing the pain, and that's specifically because of the drugs, because of the environment, and because, I have to say this, because of the way that we're conceiving and gestating our babies. It's not going to be easy to give birth to an unwanted child. And it's not going to be easy to give birth to, and you know, 50% of the babies right now are probably unwanted. They're coming as accidents because people are bringing their bodies together. They want to have a physically satisfying experience, and then, oops, you know, here comes a baby, and the baby's not wanted.
Can happen even in a marital relationship where the baby is not wanted, and when the woman really doesn't like children.
Exactly. And so it's not going to be easy to give birth under those conditions when the child isn't wanted or when you've had sex lustfully and a baby gets made accidentally. You know, it's going to interfere with the, because birth is the fulfillment of human love. It's two people, ideally, it's two people that really want to bring forth life, you know, and then birth can be just exquisitely beautiful. But not in a hospital, not ever in a hospital. Every single protocol during hospital birth will interfere with the fulfillment of human love. Every single one.
What are some of the other things that that doctors and nurses do to a child? Do they still put the drops in the baby's eyes? What happens here?
The drops, they're putting what they call erythromycin or some kind of antibiotic ointment in the baby's eyes. And this is also mandatory, supposedly, because babies could go blind. But because of all the research I've done on birth trauma and on the neurobiology of love and all this information leads me to understand that when you prevent that baby from making proper eye contact with its mother and with its father, you are going to prevent the neurobiology of love from activating in the baby's system and also in the parent's system, because they're not going to be able to see each other. Eye contact is a primary means through which this exquisite experience of love and well-being can be experienced in the human body. It's like this, it can cause these neurochemicals to just flood the system and have that system feel like everything is right and good in the world, and love is everywhere. But when you put that ointment in the baby's eyes, that baby's not going to experience love. There's no chance it's going to experience the fullness of human love in a hospital anyway, because of all the things that I'm about to talk about. But that ointment is very profoundly interfering with love. And other things that might seem very very minor and simple, like swaddling, where they wrap the baby in this artificial, probably very toxic blanket immediately after it's born, and they prevent the baby from moving. And then they'll put the baby next to the mother, so now all the mother can do and the baby can do is look in each other's eyes, but since the baby has ointment in its eyes, it can't really see the mother. But when you wrap the baby in a blanket, what you're doing is also preventing skin-to-skin contact. You're preventing that baby from laying close to its mother's body and smelling her scent and listening to her heartbeat and feeling, you know, the sensation of her skin, and also from feeling her touch, her loving touch. And so all of these things, all of these sensual things are intended to activate love at birth, and it's being prevented because of that swaddling and the ointment. And then, of course, you're injecting the babies with vaccines, so you're sticking them with toxic neurochemicals and doing this. It's a painful thing to experience a needle immediately after birth and being taken away from your mother and washed, you know, really roughly. I've seen some really films that are so brutal, the way they're treating their babies when they're being bathed and stuff like that. You are at every corner interfering with the ability of that mother and that baby to bond properly. And when I was born in 1958, babies were systematically separated from their mothers and, you know, put in nurseries with other screaming, terrified babies that had also been separated from their mothers. And they were fed on a schedule. You know, they were fed toxic infant formula instead of being able to bond properly through breastfeeding. This still goes on even today, but not to the same extent that it was going on in the 1950s and 60s, when it was pretty hip to avoid breastfeeding, you know, to give your baby this dead food. Breast milk is living food. It contains all of the information, all of the consciousness of the mother, and however conscious the mother is of the universal workings, that information can be passed to the infant through the breast milk. If the mother understands this and really, you know, pays attention to her baby when she's breastfeeding. But that cannot happen with infant formula. Infant formula is dead. There's no living information in it. And it's also quite toxic. As I said earlier, it contains genetically modified foods, which are going to alter the genetic expression of the baby.
Well, this is very interesting. I mean, I'm thinking, about my own experience giving birth, plus, my entry into the world, which, as I think about it, I think, oh my goodness, no wonder there were issues. Oh my goodness.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit so people can, I mean, people might identify with your experience?
Oh my goodness, I think I might cry. You know,
I'm sorry. I just wish I could hug you. I wish I was physically present with you.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, there are some mothers really aren't prepared to be mothers, and they scream and they cuss at their husbands, and they don't really want the children that they're having. So, it's time for a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Guest is Janice Barcello, and one of our listeners, Don, actually delivered his children at home, and I can't believe that he did this, but he did, and for the very reasons that you are talking about.
begin? I mean, some people give birth in hospitals 1, 2, 3 times before they realize, oh my God, what have I done? I need to change up on this and give birth to my babies at home. Some people know it even before they ever give birth in a hospital, and they choose to give birth at home to avoid the violence to their, you know, to their families that's happening in hospitals. And I want to say, Deanna, that I really have a heart feeling for you and the emotions that came up just a few minutes ago. And I think it's teaching me a lesson about the importance to tell people ahead of time that this material can really be activating, because it can trigger memories for people and the realization of what's been done, you know, and how much harm has been done. And in some ways that's good, because it starts the healing process, but people need the tools to do the healing. And I want to talk about that at some point in the show, for people that feel that they want to approach a healing from what's happened to them and their families.
Sure. Yeah. And it really does start with birth. I mean,
it starts with conception.
Sure.
It does. It's critically important. You know, I'm going to be coming to Dallas for Labor Day weekend. There's a conference happening in Dallas called Rethinking Everything. And I'm going to be giving hosting several discussion groups. And we're going to be going deep into this material for people that are interested to go further with understanding and with their own healing process around this, because we all deserve love. We all deserve to experience authentic human love, and it's been very difficult for so many of us because of how we started life. Unlike you, you know, I was not wanted either. I was conceived by teenagers who were not ready to have a baby, and it's influenced my life. Of course, then being birthed in a hospital with such violence also influences life, but
sure.
And so many of us.
I think that feeling, you know, doesn't go away. You know, the child's here, and all of a sudden, you know, you're supposed to love a child, but you know that doesn't always happen.
No, it doesn't always happen, and I mean, it should always happen if conditions are correct in the conception, gestation, and birth, and there are. You know, there's a specific thing that, you know, we can do specific things preconception to prepare, and I've actually created a whole curriculum around this so that we can experience the fullness of being human, which means experience the fullness of being loved and loving someone else, you know?
How do people sign up for this event in Dallas? Do they go to your website?
I'm going to encourage people to email me personally if they are interested. I haven't put anything up on my website about this yet because I haven't, it's not been finalized. But I'm going to give you my email address for people that are interested. And it's my name, JeanIce, B as in boy, ArCelo. At yahoo.com. It's Janice Barcelo at yahoo.com. Please write to me personally, and once everything is in form, I can forward information to people about the Rethinking Everything conference happening in Dallas Labor Day weekend.
All righty. Mm-hmm. We do have a one-minute break here close to the top of the hour, and we will be right back with our guest today, Janice Barcelo. Stay tuned.